Good morning, everyone. God is truly good, and He has blessed us all week that we can come together again this morning. Our meditation today is from Jonah, 3rd chapter, 2nd verse from the King James Version. Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Do you remember as a child your mother had baked some of her delicious cookies? The aroma was so intoxicating, you couldn't wait to get your glass of milk and savor every bite. But before you could indulge yourself, you were given an assignment. Go tell your siblings to come and enjoy this treat as well. Here begins the problem. Before you go and tell them of this fantastic treat, you start to reflect on their mistreatment of you. You think of the teasing, wearing and not returning your clothes, getting you into trouble with your parents. You think of every reason you can come up with to justify not telling them about Mama's treats. Instead of following Mom's instructions, you go elsewhere, to the playground, skip some rope, play some basketball, or anything but what your mother asked you to do. You give no thought to the consequences until she finds you. And she knows just where to look, too. You can tell by the look on her face you're in deep trouble. Mother may give you a switch fit. You know what that was. A few strokes with a belt or a serious tongue lashing. Any of which you will never forget. After mother's encouragement, you still had to complete the assignment. I call this the Jonah experience. Jonah was given an assignment. He felt the people of Nineveh were unworthy. They were a wicked and evil people and didn't deserve God's word. He went in a different direction. God knew where he was, gave him a time out inside the great fish, time to consider his inaction, gather himself, and do as he was told. Jonah delivered the message. The people of Nineveh turned from their wicked and evil ways and began to worship and follow the God of Israel. God loves all his creations, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We are all precious in his sight. He, the righteous judge, is the only one to decide who is worthy and who is not. Our Heavenly Father wants all of His children to be partakers of His holy reward, which is life eternal in paradise with Him. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come to this morning thanking you for all that you do. We thank you, Father, for being our guide and for giving us daily assignments, giving us things to say and things to do. We look to you, Father, for the very breath that we breathe in our body. We look to you, Father, for every turn that we take. We listen to your word, Father, as you speak to us in many different ways, and you tell us what to do and what not to do and when to do. And we thank you, Father, for being our guide. We ask you to be our guide in everything we do and say. And we thank you for being our ever-present help for all of our needs. Father, we ask your blessings upon all the servicemen and women that have stood their post and served valiantly and faithfully. As they return to their families, Father, give them a joyous reunion and a much-needed rest. Those that have contracted the virus, be with them and restore them to good health, Father. We thank you, Father, for them, for their dedication and their service, dear Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless each and every one. We, Father, continue to pray for our first responders. We ask that you cover them for their protection, their health, and their mental well-being. And continue to bless their families as well, Father, as they continue to bring support to their loved ones, as they too are standing on the front line still. We still continue, Father, to pray for our health care workers in every branch of the service where they serve, as in health care and taking care of the ones that are ill. Keep each one encouraged. Continue to give them stamina and focus to care for those in need of medical attention. And remember their families as well, Father, for they too are standing watch and they need encouragement as well as they focus and support their loved ones. We have families in our congregation, Father, that have lost loved ones. We ask you, Father, to embrace each and every family member, to give them the comfort, strength, and peace that only can come from you. We pray, Lord, for our city that is being plagued by violence. And we ask you, Father, to bring peace and calm to these various communities. We know, Father, only you can do this, the Father, and we pray for your hand that will be upon these communities and these people that are causing the violence. We pray, Lord, for those families that have been victims of this violence, Father. I ask you to comfort and sustain them as well. Continue to guide our leaders, Father, locally and nationally. Give them the right thoughts and the right advice to give to their people that they're responsible for. We ask you, Father, to continue to bless our church family. Keep your hedge of protection around each and every one of us. Bless us, each family member, from the youngest to the oldest, those that are here and those that are far away, Father, those that are even serving our country as well. They're still part of our church family, and we pray, Lord, that you be with each and every one. We ask you, Father, to remember our pastor as she continues to serve diligently and faithfully. You have placed her in a position of trust and leadership. You've given her wisdom, Father. You've given her everything that she needs, Father, to do the task that you have assigned her. And she hasn't stumbled, not once, Father. You have blessed her, Father, and we pray, Lord, that you continue to bless her and lead her and keep her encouraged and keep her strength up, Father. Give her the rest when she needs to be restored. Give her the strength when she needs to go forth. Continue to give her wisdom when people call upon her for advice. We thank you for her, Father, and we stand ready to give her all the support that she needs as members. We thank you, Father, for each and every day that you give us, Father. And we'll forever give your name the praise and all the glory for all that you do for us. And we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us this day and every day to come. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, we all say amen. Have a blessed week, saints.